Just sing on. Hello there. Am I broadcasting to the universe right now? So, this is Drake. What feature do you value most in a car? I haven't driven a car. One of those humanly things. I don't know what scenario I would ever be driving a car in. I mean, we don't have cars up in... We have roads up in heaven. What kind of heavenly drive? A cloud loop? How about Trident Boulevard? What about... How about Silky White Road... I was going to say Silky White Robe Road, but that's kind of funny too. Man, this is the first time I've ever done one of these podcasts. Bed and my mama, I'm sorry. And you know me, turn an 02 into an 03. But it ain't gonna be no me. At the OGs. I'm the OG. OG. I'm the OG. OG God. Oh God. Alright, so back to the swag box. Apparently I have 817 swag box. Fuel efficiency, safety features, performance, comfort, technology, integration, I'm gonna go comfort, because you see me in my silky white robe, driving down Silky White Road, and we were sitting on those clouds, and it's kind of like a beanbag chair. So I'm gonna go with comfort here. Technology is kind of frightening to me, you know. But, so let's see here. Oh, wow. We already finished the song there. Alrighty. Let's see. Is there another God song? Let's see. What if I search, I'm not used to using these, iPad technology here, but, this is a good one. Okay. You're going to like this song. Want to have this song? And I'm going to pull this up right here. And you're going to be like, this is pretty lit. All right. Which sounds like something the devil would say, you know. I mean, okay. Not Taco Bell. Now, what the heck is that now? Oh my goodness, there's two different advertisements on. Here's one for Hershey's, and they're making s'mores. Alright. So, I think you're gonna think this is a classic banger. This is one of my favorite songs. Honey. Alright, so I did the swag box. Now, how does Christopher do this now? How does young Christopher... I don't know how he does the podcast every single day. So, all right. Calling an angel. Calling an angel. Man, this is a banger, dude. I used to jam out to this song back in high school. Back in my buddy's CRV. We used the Green Goblin, we called it. Man, we used to bump this. We went to Taco Bell, actually. Ironically.
Is that ironic?
How come no one ever knows what ironic is? You know. What? You can't. How come we can't nail down what is? You know. What is and isn't ironic? Calling our angel. I was watching The Office last night. Christmas episode. Oh, those ones are funny. I was watching Modern Family. A little bit of the movie The Heat, starring Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock. Those are all quality programs, sir. Let's see. The Warriors beat the Mavericks. Looks like the Warriors are probably going to make the 10 seed. Looks like. The Rockets, Space City, may have ran out of steam. But, you know, this really brings me back, this song here. It's just such a... Alright. So, let me talk about myself a little bit. You know. Alright, I think that's good for the music. There we go. Alright. In monotheistic belief systems, God is usually viewed as the supreme being, creator, and principal object of faith. In polytheistic belief systems, a God is a spirit or being believed to have created or for controlling some part of the universe or life for which such a deity is often worshipped. Belief in the existence of at least one God is called theism. All right. Views regarding God vary considerably. Many notable theologians and philosophers have developed arguments for, and against the existence of God. Atheism rejects the belief in any deity. What? Well, that just blows my mind. Agnosticism is a belief that the existence of God is unknown or unknowable. Unless you listen to Arnie Pod, and then you'll be like, dude, if you listen to this episode from April 3rd, 2024, then, you know, I think you might find out some information that you may not have been privy to always. Some theists view knowledge concerning God as derived from faith. God is often conceived as the greatest entity in existence. God is often believed to be the cause of all things, and so is seen as the creator, sustainer, and ruler of the universe. God is often thought of as incorporeal and independent of material creation, while pantheism holds that God is the universe itself. Incorporeal, incorporeality, the state or quality of being incorporeal or bodiless, immaterial. Okay, so it's incorporeality, the quality of souls, spirits, and God in many religions, including the currently major denominations and schools of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, in ancient philosophy, in the attenuated thin matter such as air, aether, fire, or light, was considered incorporeal. Okay. So, I'm kind of like air. I'm kind of like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Great band from back in the 80s. Alright. So, also people do such like things like worship and prayer and see God as a source of all moral obligation. And there is no reference to gender sometimes. So, I mean, God could be anything. It could be a minotaur, I suppose. No, I'm just joking around. I'm just pulling your chain here. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that one. That sounds kind of like something you might find down south, if you get my drift. Down below. I think they might have minotaurs down there. I mean, I haven't been down there. I just hear stories about, you know, what goes on down there. Down below the earth, you know. I don't even want to say the word, but I did see the Adam Sandler movie, Little Nicky. So, that was kind of, it was a pretty funny movie, I thought. And they had Reese Witherspoon and Jackie Sandler, Adam Sandler's wife. And another lady, woman, was, they were the angels up there in heaven. So, yes. But obligation is a course of action that someone is required to take, whether legal or moral. So there you go. That's what obligation is. And God is referred to by different names depending on the language and cultural tradition, sometimes with different titles of God, used in reference to God's various attributes. All right? So, thank you for joining me for this very special episode, okay? I had a good time doing this, and God, may I bless you, and all right, well, thank you for listening, okay? Now have a great day now. All right. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy the weekend. And, you know, it's good, good times. Dude. All right. And at March Madness, we got Final Four on Saturday. All right. We got baseball season. It's already going. And they're talking about the NFL. They're always talking about the NFL. Did you ever notice that? No matter what, it's not, they're going to be talking about the NFL all the time. All right. It's the NFL draft is coming up late April, and that's just kind of how it goes. All right, so the NFL just dominates the sports media landscape, and I think it's kind of funny that they're still, but I guess it's because I like to watch Pat McAfee, and Pat McAfee is a former NFL punter, so. That's why he talks about the NFL. So, that's kind of his specialty. But I think they should be talking about March Madness. So, but alas, that's what I have to say today. All right. So I hope you have a good day. All right. And thank you for tuning in to me. All right. All right. May God bless you. And have a great Wednesday. All right. Happy hump day to you. Bye-bye.